You're listening to 91.3 WYSO. Paul Arnold would have been 83 years old this month. He grew up in Dayton's Edgemont District and sang gospel at the neighborhood Baptist church. In the 1950s, Arnold became a founding member and lead singer of the Gospeliers, and by the 60s, the group had achieved acclaim for its international performances. Arnold died in 2006. His achievements were memorialized last fall in Dayton's Walk of Fame, which lies along the public sidewalk on West 3rd Street in the Wright-Dunbar Business District. WYSO Community Voices producer Pam Ferris Olson met Arnold's eldest daughter, Khadija Ali, on the Walk of Fame to talk about her father.
Ali told me that as a child she knew little about her father because he was on the road much of the time singing. In later years, when Arnold was in ailing health, he had more time to spend with his daughter. That's when Ali learned of her father's fame.
My father was a pioneer in the gospel industry. He traveled the Chitlin' Circuit. He dealt with a lot of civil rights issues. In our home, it was always music. It was not just gospel music. It was jazz. It was rock and roll. It was James Brown and Jackie Wilson and Sam Cooke. And, you know, a lot of jazz, Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington. I mean, we just had all types of music going on.
Lord, you should miss me for saying, Lord, see me nowhere. Come on and up the road, you know that I'll be singing up there. Well, on the way, on the way, on the way from Mississippi, the people sing about. On the way now, Mississippi, the people sing about. On the way, on the way, on the way from Mississippi, the people sing about. On the way now, on the way, Mississippi.
Bob Maravich is the founder of the online journal of gospel music and producer of WLUW's Gospel Memories radio show in Chicago.
Paul Arnold's main contribution to gospel music, in my opinion, is that he took this hard singing style so that people in Europe and elsewhere discovered that gospel music wasn't just Mahalia Jackson or the Jubilee Quartets, but also this very passionate Noel Holdsbar singing style right out of what sounded like the Pentecostal or Holiness Church.
Khadija Ali said she learned that when her father was a boy, he delivered newspapers. Often, he was requested to deliver a song along with the daily paper. Ali believes that this kind of support encouraged Arnold to sing, particularly songs filled with messages of hope. One of her favorites is Rest for the Weary.
There'll be rest.
Times that we were going through, you know, with poverty and the civil rights movement and everything, and I think that song was sort of like a theme, that there'll be rest for the weary. Yeah. Because he let you know that, yeah, you might have burdens, but, you know, there's a way out. You know, and a lot of people don't feel like there's a way out when they get stuck in poverty or not living the life that they want to live. And my father, he always had a message of hope for me.
Commercial recordings of Paul Arnold and the Gospeliers are difficult to find. However, you can see videos of the group recorded in the 1960s on our website, wyso.org. For WYSO Community Voices, I'm Pam Ferris Olson.
For more Community Voices stories, visit our website, wyso.org.